This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The House has voted to impeach President Donald Trump for inciting supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol last week. Colorado's delegation voted along party lines. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says Congress has a constitutional responsibility to impeach Trump.
President Trump's actions, encouraging, inciting a mob that stormed the United States Capitol, for the sole purpose of stopping the constitutionally mandated counting of electoral votes, cannot go unanswered by this body.
Republican Lauren Boebert says the House debate put the Democrats' hypocrisy on display, while Republican Ken Buck raised constitutional concerns, saying the impeachment process has been rushed. Colorado will not be the permanent home of the new Space Command. The Trump administration has picked Redstone Arsenal in Alabama instead. The move won't be immediate. The command will remain at its temporary home at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs for a few more years. Governor Polis called the pick a, quote, misguided decision. Other state officials say that if evidence emerges that the pick was made for political reasons, they will ask incoming President Joe Biden to overturn it. Unlike some other large western states, Colorado's COVID-19 numbers keep trending down. Hospitals in California and Arizona are packed and under a tremendous strain, but hospitalizations in Colorado remain relatively flat. They hit an all-time high 6 weeks ago. This is CPR News.